From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Nursing home beds are in short supply in Florida, but the Agency for Healthcare Administration on Friday will announce a list of companies to build 3,100 more. It ends a 14-year moratorium. Health News Florida's Abe Abaraya explains why.
Lillian Lara's 87-year-old father fell in December. After a hospital stay, he moved to the Commons at Orlando Lutheran Towers for rehabilitation. Laura says her father knows he can't go back home, and he likes where he's at. But there's a waiting list for the facility's 135 nursing home beds, so Laura's father will have to move somewhere else.
You know, and that's where we at, waiting and see. Plus, we praying that God give us a miracle.
Things may get better as the state looks to add more than 3,100 new nursing home beds in Florida. It's the first time the state has allowed construction since 2001. With 14 years of demand built up, competition is fierce. For every new bed the state approves, they'll turn down five.
Here we go.
There you go.
So this is a typical apartment. It's got a kitchen, so we have plenty of plumbing, electrical. It's got a living room. It's got a bathroom that's ADA compliant.
The company that owns Lutheran Towers hopes to convert this vacant senior apartment into a nursing home room. Tony Marshall is an administrator with the Florida Healthcare Association, an industry organization for nursing homes. He says new nursing home building could boost construction by $350 to $500 million over the next 2 years. Marshall says most nursing home patients have Medicaid, which loses money for nursing homes, but they're able to make a profit on short-term Medicare patients who just need rehab.
Hospitals are now providing much more acute services, and the nursing homes of today are following suit. They're sort of the step-down unit from that acute care hospital for rehab and continuing medical care.
Good to meet you. I'm Richard Montgomery.
Montgomery is sitting in a wheelchair doing bicep curls. He's a Disney engineer, and if you stayed at a Disney hotel like the Grand Floridian, you've seen some of his work. For Lutheran Towers, Montgomery is one of those short-term patients. The inner lining of his aortic valve ruptured in December.
It literally felt as if somebody was stuffing a bowling ball through my heart. And I'm riding the motorcycle at the time. Terrific pain. And I thought, man, what is that?
Richard is in rehab now, but he's eventually planning to go back to work. Still, he's a sign of things to come. One of a flood of baby boomers who are reaching retirement age and increasing the demand for health care. In fact, Florida's 3,100 new nursing home beds won't be enough. Experts predict Florida will need 20,000 new beds in the next 20 years. Right now, some seniors in Florida are stuck waiting for a nursing home bed or taking family members to a home that isn't their first choice. Lillian Lara says her mother is buried in a cemetery in Orlando. Her father bought the plot next to it.
And he got his space there, too, waiting for him. But he said, they can't wait, they ain't going nowhere.
Where he waits in the meantime isn't so clear. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
And you can check out an interactive map showing where Florida's new nursing homes might be built at healthnewsflorida.org. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Andy Wagner.